Jensen, ever since her husband died a few years back, volunteers at the South End Senior Center's thrift store. Beats sitting at home watching stupid talk shows, she says, and it keeps the emptiness at bay, for a while anyway. And it supports the Senile Center, which offers her a whole new gang of friends to keep her company. A good bargain for the center, a good deal for Rita. She was working as cashier one day when I came through with my newfound used shirt and found her working a crossword in the Crab Cracker, our local Pulitzer-less biweekly tabloid of events, calendars, tide tables, poetry, ads, and all things local, including the crossword puzzle. "What you got there, Rita?" I asked. "You so desperate you gotta read the cracker?" Now, in full disclosure, let me admit here, I write for the cracker. Have since issue number one. Not worth maybe what the first Superman comic just sold for, but going on now something like 15 or 16 years. Rita, taking my money for the $2.75 shirt, declared how she loves the Crab Cracker, and me, a hopeless wise ass, asked what in hell do you like about that rag? Nothing in there but goofy humor, and before I can finish, she says again how she really loves the cracker. And I, of course, ask, what in there could she possibly love? And she says, "I'll tell you what, I love that Skeeter Daddle guy." Just so you know, once again, full disclosure, I am that Daddle guy. But I say, "Hell's bells, Rita, that's crazy, he just writes weird stuff." "He's funny, that's why," she tells me. So around we go, me making cracks about this Daddle kook, and geez, Rita defending me. When I've finally had enough of this hilarity, I blurt out, "Rita, I'm Skeeter Daddle." "Oh, right," she says, and hands me my change. "You wish." Just as the next customer rolls up to her register. So I pocketed my coins, took my used shirt, and unceremoniously left. They say fame is fleeting. In my case, it's flown the coop. Thank you.